Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for your protection over us, over all our loved ones. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you, everlasting Father, Lord, for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your calling upon our lives. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you. Daddy, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that you breathe upon it. Let it bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls. Let it draw us closer to you like never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled Divine Visitation by His Church. Somebody will be visited today by the Almighty God, and indeed it will touch you in the mighty name of Jesus. It will give you reason to rejoice in Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark chapter 8, and I'll be reading from verse 22 to 25. Mark 8, reading from verse 22 to 25. The Bible says, "Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on him. He asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, 'I see men like trees walking.' Then he put his hand on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, 'Neither go into the town, nor tell anyone in the town.'" May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the story of a man who had an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ touched him, and he was never the same after that day in the name of Jesus. I say this day, the Almighty God will touch you, and you will never be the same again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we are talking about touching, you need the hands to bring about the touching. And hands can be used for the good, hands can be used for the bad. I pray that in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, concerning you, the hands of God shall be for the good, it will not be for the bad, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must know that the same hand that can comfort, that same hand can also destroy. The hands that can be used to express godly desires, that same hand can also be used to express ungodly desires. The hand is a channel by which you can transfer anointing, you can transfer power, you can transfer healing. As we can see in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9, the Bible says, "Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses has laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord commanded Moses." So Joshua was able to exhibit the spirit of wisdom. Why? Because the hand of Moses had been laid upon him. And by so doing, the spirit of wisdom was transferred to him. Also, when you look at in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, Apostle Paul speaking here, He said, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gifts of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. So through the laying of hands, you can have impartation. You can have the anointing transferred from one person to another. Through the laying of hands, you can have healing. Through the laying of hands, you can have deliverance. I pray that indeed the Lord will touch you today in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, I want us to know that the other side of it is that the touch of God can also be a judgment that is passed against someone. In the book of Acts chapter 13, reading from verse 11, the Bible says, and now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And immediately a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. Brothers and sisters, I pray that the judgment hand of God will not be upon you in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will never do anything to incur the wrath of God. The grace to please the Almighty God all the days of your life shall be released upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, from the passage that we read, there are things that we can see there that brought about that touch and brought about healing for that man. Number one thing there is that the Bible tells us in that Mark chapter 8, reading from verse 22, it said, then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. Brothers and sisters, there must be a recognition. You must recognize the power in the touch of Christ. You see, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that it is only what you respect that can be attracted to you. It's what you place value on that can add value to your life. If you do not respect the anointing, there is nothing that anointing can do for you. We all know in the scripture whereby we are even told our Lord Jesus Christ went to his hometown. And the Bible said he was not able to do much. Why? Because they are still seeing him as Jesus, the son of the carpenter. They are still looking at him as that boy that we knew some years ago. What is he going to do? Brothers and sisters, the anointing that you do not respect cannot make any difference in your life. You need to respect the anointing of the man or the woman of God that the Lord has placed over you. And as you do so, you begin to experience the demonstration of God's power in your life. This man recognized, and his friends recognized, the power in the touch of Jesus Christ. They just said, just touch me. And Jesus touched him, and he got his healing. Number two thing we can learn from that passage is that they prayed to Jesus. They begged him. They pray to our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, no matter what prophecy that have been uttered concerning you, you need to pray them into existence. You need to pray them into manifestation. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking in the book of John chapter 16, reading from verse 24. He said, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I pray that indeed your joy will be full in the name of Jesus. As you call unto him, the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will move on your behalf. Your prayers will never be an abomination in the ears of the Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number three thing that we can learn from that passage is that this man and his friend, they surrendered. He surrendered himself totally to the leading of Christ. Brothers and sisters, how much of surrendering are you doing? This man, the Bible said that Jesus held his hand and he took him out of the town. He followed Jesus. He didn't question Jesus that, where are you taking me to? Where are you holding my hand? No, he didn't question him. He surrendered to him. Have you surrendered to our Lord Jesus Christ? If you do not surrender to him, there is little he can do. When he gives you the instruction, how far are you following the instruction of the Lord? In the book of John chapter 2, reading from verse 5, when Jesus performed his first miracle at the Cana of Galilee, when he turned water to wine, verse 5 of that John 2, Bible says, his mother said to the servant, whatever he says to you, do it. And they did it. And at the end of the day, water was turned to wine. Brothers and sisters, how well are you following the instructions, the precepts of God? Are you cherry picking the commandment of God that you want to adhere on? No, you can't afford to cherry pick. When God says do this, you have to do it. It's not that you are going to say, oh, this is a modern age. Oh, those laws are no longer applicable now. No, they are still applicable. Our God doesn't change. The message of God is the same. It's been the same before you and I are born, and it's still going to be the same after we have gone, if the Lord tarries. So, brothers and sisters, you have to follow his leading. This man followed his leading. Jesus said, follow me, and he followed him. Jesus held his hand. He followed him to the end of the town. He was giving him instruction, and he was following his instruction. Number five thing that we can learn from this passage that we've read is that it is not enough for you to just listen to Jesus, but you have to be truthful to him too. You have to be truthful. You can't lie. This man didn't lie. Jesus asked him, can you see clearly? The man said, no, I cannot see clearly. He didn't tell Jesus a lie. He told him the truth. Brothers and sisters, how truthful are you with your God? Are you trying to hide your sin? Are you trying to behave as if God is not seeing what you have done? He knows what you have done. You have a duty to always go to him. He said, if you and I confess of our sins, he said, he shall be just and faithful to forgive us our sins. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 28, reading from verse 13. He said, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confess and forsake them will have mercy. Brothers and sisters, it's mercy that you want. Do not cover your sin. Do not continue to live in sin. Repent of those sins. Confess of those sins to the Lord, and he will show you his mercy. But if you refuse to, there is nothing he can do. You are attracting punishment upon yourself. I pray that this day the Spirit of God will convict you. And those errors, those sins that you have committed, you go to him and ask him for forgiveness. And believe you me, brothers and sisters, he's ready to forgive you. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will give you a brand new slate in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we can see that that man stayed with Jesus throughout the journey. When Jesus held him, from where they brought him to Jesus and to where Jesus took him out of the town, there was not ever a time that he was not with Jesus. He was with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you cannot afford to leave our Lord Jesus Christ. You must remain connected to him. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of John chapter 15, reading from verse 5, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without him, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, you can do nothing. I can do nothing without him. So, brothers and sisters, how connected are you to our Lord Jesus Christ? Are you dealing with him from afar? You can't afford to do that. You have to remain connected to him in the morning, at daytime, at nighttime, wherever you are, at home, at workplace, wherever you are, you have to remain connected to this God, because he is the only one that can save you. It's only through him that you can do all things. It's only when the Spirit of God is in you that you can boldly say that he who is in me is greater than who is in the world. So, brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. Maybe you are far, far away from him. He's calling unto you right now. He's knocking the door of your heart and say, open your door. Open the door of your heart to me that I may come in. And when he comes in, just as this man was, his vision was clear. God will give you a clearer vision. This man that was blind before that cannot move fast, he gave him speed. God will give you speed in the mighty name of Jesus. This man had his healing. He was full of joy. He gave him a new song, a song of joy. God is ready to do that for you. And all you need to do this morning is just to accept him as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you and bless you for these your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. And this one, so let them never go back to their vomit, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message today, I say you will receive God's visitation. He will visit you, He will touch you, He will give you a turnaround miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. That which is giving you joy will never turn to sorrow. You will not shed tears of sorrow in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction will not dwell in your body in the name of Jesus. I cover your entire household with the blood of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.